Coming up sooner than we'd all like to think, it's Christmas. Actually, it's mid-October now, but just over 2 months, 2.5 months or so away from Christmas. But people are already thinking about it and planning for it. And we have Jennifer Williams-Toth joining us right now from what used to be Christmas Sharing. It's now Operation Joy. Jennifer, thank you so much
good
for
morning.
Joining us. Let's talk about that, the name change. That's new this year.
Yep. Okay. This year, the program formerly known as Christmas Sharing will be referred to as Operation Joy.
Mm-hmm.
The name change comes as part of an effort to reflect the mission of the Community Action Center to be more inclusive and serve all people regardless of backgrounds.
Okay.
And so we felt that a name change would guide this program in that direction.
All right. Now, how long have you been involved with the program?
Well, I've been a volunteer with Christmas Sharing for years, mm-hmm. several years. And this is my second year coordinating the program. So to some capacity or another, I've been involved in it since, I think, 2008.
Wow. Give us your background a little bit.
Well, I moved to Northfield in 2008.
Uh-huh.
Volunteering at Christmas Sharing as a great opportunity to get involved,
mm-hmm.
and from there just felt that the program was really important, and was honored when I was asked to coordinate it a couple of years ago, and since then it's just been pretty near and dear to me, and I would love to share it with others.
Right. Well, wonderful, wonderful. We're glad you're doing that, and we're glad you're in here today. It is October the 17th, and a lot of people don't want to even think about Christmas right now, but you had better have started thinking about Christmas. How long have you been at the Christmas Sharing, the planning process?
So my mind has been on the holiday since September.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot that goes into a program like Operation Joy, and that does require one to think about it way
mm-hmm.
before anybody wants to think about the holidays. But, yeah, so I would say since mid-September, the planning and the coordinating efforts have been started.
Do you have a full committee of people?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. there is part of Operation Joy is that each child, the parents come and are able to shop for their children.
Mm-hmm.
they don't have to pay for anything, but they get to come and choose gifts for their children. And those gifts include a large gift, a small gift, a book, a set of pajamas, a winter hat and gloves, and then each family gets a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very dedicated group of core volunteers that provide hospitality, they organize the books, they make sure there's enough hats and mittens, they quilts. It is not a one-person
Even for a committee, it better be a sizable committee because there's plenty enough work to go around for everyone,
yeah.
I'm sure.
So this program involves hundreds of volunteers throughout.
Mm-hmm.
There are four main days during what we refer to as like distribution week, where
mm-hmm.
the families actually come and choose the gifts, that takes a ton of volunteering. And it's amazing to see unfold. It's amazing to recognize that this community is so supportive of programs like this. So I would encourage people, if they would love to volunteer, to contact the Community Action Center, and we can provide them with more information about different opportunities.
All right. Now, where are you in the process of making this happen? Are you at the point now where you're gathering gifts and things?
So part of the gift gathering process involves placing donation boxes around town
mm-hmm.
in different businesses and churches. So we're in the process of contacting those businesses that have participated in the past with hosting a box and getting the logistics of those figured out. And then those boxes will actually go out the beginning of November, the week of November 5th. So it's been a lot of communicating with past businesses. And
do you have a good idea of where the need is? I mean, I'm sure the town of Northfield has been has really prided itself on its volunteering and its giving, and has done a wonderful job in the past. But, you know, if you have 500 gifts for 8-year-olds and only 300 8-year-olds, but you have 500 15-year-olds that probably wouldn't appreciate a truck, a little, or some kind of toy. Coordinating all that, that's got to be quite a difficult thing.
It is. And this program is so dependent and thankful for the donations from the community that we don't often know what we have until it's time to distribute the gifts. What I have recognized over the over time is that gifts for teenagers are really hard to come by. And they're really, that seems to be an area that could really use some support. And I know they're hard to buy for, and I know that they're just as important as everybody else. And I can pinpoint that that is definitely an area that we is a huge need.
Now, as far as the shopping, the gifts themselves, do you prefer? I'm sure you prefer anything, but do you prefer a cash gift, a toy to be dropped off somewhere, some clothes to be dropped off, or is there? If somebody out there would like to help out, what is the best? What do they do?
Well, we have several different ways you can help out. I think donations of money are greatly appreciated. We do have a fundraising goal of $25,000 for the Operation Joy program. Donation of time, donation of gifts is always important.
I know the CAC, talking with folks with the Community Action Center, if the gift of money, they have a lot of buying power when it comes to food, purchasing food for families and such. Is that the case with toys and for Christmas gifts and clothing and stuff, too? Do you have a little more leverage if somebody gives a cash gift?
You know, it depends on where we're reaching out to. I think there definitely is more leverage as far as working with local businesses who have always been supportive of this program. But the money also goes towards things that people don't think about, like making copies or getting the donation boxes out, and those sorts of things that the program can't happen without them. And it also, the money goes towards, if we do find that we're lacking gifts for teenagers the day of distribution, that we can run out and, you know, it kind of gives us a little more room to assess what we have and what we need and make sure that it's a successful program. And we also do have some connections. We have been, the Food Shelf has been setting aside some things for us and donating them to the program. So it's definitely a many different pieces to it.
Yes. We're talking once again with Jennifer Williams-Toth, who is the coordinator for Operation Joy. It used to be Christmas Sharing. Now it's called Operation Joy. And I guess one final thing, if somebody needs more information on this, is there a website they can go to?
They can go to the Community Action Center's website, which is communityactioncenter.org, or they can call 507-664-3550 and ask for more information, and we'll hopefully. This program served 806 children from about 300 different families last year. So it's an important program, and it, again, could not be done without amazing people from the community. So
a lot of joy.
A lot of joy.
Yeah, Operation Joy is a good term for it.
Well, thank you.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. Thank you.
All right. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for your work on a great cause.
Thank you.
Jennifer Williams-Toth, once again, with Operation Joy. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.